Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. This is gonna be a risky one. Risky one because I don't have any notes made for this specific episode. It's gonna be just a ramble from my end about several different topics that come together to answer the question, hopefully. But I really, really might drift off the topic altogether, so just bear with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to talk about the difference between 5K and 100K launches. I have been a part of many different launches, many different success stories, as well as launches that have failed. Maybe there was one sale, maybe there were 10, but they did not live up to the hype that my clients at the time or my students wanted them to be, right? They wanted for it to be this grand launch and it didn't happen. Now, let me start by saying that it's normal and it's common and there isn't like a bulletproof way of making sure that your next launch is not a $2,000 launch, but it's like a $50,000 launch, right? But I want to talk about some of the key things that if we take a bigger look at the picture and if we consider these different launches, I want to talk about the key differences in the way how people sell, in the way how people show up for their businesses, what they have done before, and how you can also get to the point of having that 100K launch by starting today. Even if your next launch is not going to be that just yet, it will be a stepping stone in your path to your higher end launch, right? So one of the things that I talk about a lot and I want to kind of just emphasize again is that it's really important that you show up and that you do have an online presence and you have online presence in many different ways. This is not me here giving you a specific strategy or like telling you you must be there and must do that, but it's important if you are going to be selling online courses and your main way of selling will be through your online presence of any kind. Either what we're talking about Instagram, we're talking about, you know, creating TikToks and hoping that they go viral at some point, or we're talking about email list, whatever is the case, or you're combining all of them. Maybe you have a forum space, a Facebook group, or anything else where you're very active, where people love you. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's important that people know you, they see you, they hear about you. And if you are just taking your first steps in the online world, even if you have amazing knowledge, you have amazing background, tons of experience and a lot to give, even with all of that in mind, you might not be looking at a very highly successful launch because you don't have that online presence. And ultimately, it's really simple. You have to be seen, you have to be heard, people need to know your name for you to make sales. Now, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't mean that you must be a celebrity, that you must have hundreds of thousands of people to actually sell. No, it's not about the numbers. It's about the fact that whoever is there, who is on your Instagram, who is following you, who's watching your stories, they know what you're all about. They hear from you, they see you, they follow you because they're excited about the things that you're putting out there, right? In these small daily things, they build that universe where once you are ready to launch, once you create your offer, or once you relaunch, they will be there to actually join you in on this journey, right? This is a common mistake that, especially if you are not maybe that comfortable being in the online space, you have pushed for it for your launch to succeed, right? Let's say it's like 1 month or 2 months leading up to your launch. You're really showing up. You're doing like Instagram lives. You're doing stories every day. You're posting posts. You're showing up on, threads. You're showing up on the Facebook. Whatever is the case, you're doing all the things, right? 1 month passes. You launch the product. It's going okay, but it's not this grand success that you wanted. The difference between 5K and 100K launches is that the people who make those 100k launches, they show up all the time. That is their essence, that is their presence, that is how people know them, how they remember them. And yes, if we're talking about like taking a break from Instagram, if we're talking about taking, you know, time off of any kind or generating passive income versus like showing up online, all of this can also be possible. But to get there, especially to get there with big numbers in your bank account, with big numbers from your launches, to get there, you have to show up. And here I can actually plug in a bit of a quick story from my own recent experience. When 2024 started, I was sick the first 2 weeks, which was unexpectedly long time for me, and it really like drained all of my energy. And once this time was done, once these 2 weeks passed, where literally like in between these 2 weeks, there were some points where I was thinking like my soul is leaving my body. Like, what is happening? I'm not the kind of person who gets sick often. And if I do get sick, it's for a very specific period of time. And I just know the emotions I'm going to be going through. And at that time, it was not that. It was just like a whole another level, and it just never ended. It seemed to never end. But in 2 weeks, it was done. And after those 2 weeks, I was kind of left like drained. I was left without any passion or energy. And it was also like January. And even though I live in Spain, January can still be quite crappy winter month. And it can be a bit gray, it can be a bit cold, you know, it can be a bit of everything. Weather really impacts my mood as well. And somehow I just went on with that sickness mode in me, and for almost 3 months since that point, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to show up on Instagram. I used to create like talking reels almost every other day. Then I think until this point, like now as I'm recording this, it's like June 2024. Until this point, this specific year, I have made like maybe 4 talking head reels, just because I've never felt like that passion for showing up in front of the camera, actually talking in front of the camera, right? But all of this story is leading to my realization, like my kind of wake-up call. So I have built the business that I love, and even though I'm also making like passive income, I'm working with clients on the back end, and I don't have to always be present to keep making money, I do see the difference that I have in my business and in my income when I'm present and I'm actually showing up, even the bare minimum, or I don't want to say bare minimum because it sounds like just one post per week or something, but like the kind of showing up where like I am present, even though I'm not like 110% in it, I am present. And when I do that, the flip, like the change is instant, right? I can see it happening, and I notice the same when I first got on Instagram, and I grew on Instagram pretty quickly. I reached like 1,000 followers within 1 month organically, and it was not because of like going viral or anything. It was just because I kept posting, I kept interacting in the whole ordeal. And then as I just got started, and as I got started with that journey of showing up, I instantly, like within that 1 month, increased the sales that, like all of the numbers that I had leading up to the moment. For 5 years, my sales were way lower than ever since I started showing up on Instagram. And I have to say that very, very important aspect here. Again, I started talking that it's not about the numbers, it's not about the followers, which is very, very true. Because even then, as I was doubling my own sales, it was not with a huge audience, but it was with audience that is interested in what I do. They see me, they hear from me, they build that trust. And there is this famous saying in the online world, well, it's not a saying, it's like a strategy, I guess, that you have to build trust, like, and I forgot the third one now. Okay, I got it. And yes, I did Google it. Like, no, trust factor, right? As you are showing up online, you have to make sure that people see you, hear from you, they get what you're all about, and they build this like, no, trust factor. I have to write it down. If I'm gonna be like saying it again in this episode, I feel like I have to write it down. All of that, of course, is a work in progress. That's why whenever somebody rather new in the online space, or somebody who has been quiet in the online space, is getting started and getting ready for the launch. Yes, I love to be the hype girl. I love to say, you know, you can do anything and sky is the limit and you can reach any numbers. And that is true. But realistically and statistically, in most cases, if your numbers are lower, it's just a normal thing to expect slightly lower launch numbers as well. But unless you are in the process of making it happen, in the process of growing your audience, showing up, launching, seeing what worked, what didn't work, and doing the same role again, unless you're actually in it to win it, you're not gonna get to that next stage. And I don't mean that you have to be creating products all the time. I don't mean that you have to be launching all the time. That is also like not the only strategy to sell. But I talk about just general showing up. And this is something that I usually remind myself whenever I myself am online. The people that I see the most, if they're putting out something exciting, I'm ready to buy it. If at the same time I go on Instagram and I see somebody who I barely even remember that I follow, they have created this product, they don't even show up to talk about it or anything, I just see like a mock-up of their new course or something, first of all, I'm not going to be interested in the first place. But even if like I see the mock-up, something sparks my interest and I'm very curious what it's all about, maybe it's something that I would actually use and it, you know, it looks fun. If I go into their profile and I don't see anything that builds that like and trust, and I don't actually see them, and I don't get that reassurance that there's like a real person on the other side, especially now with like all the AI content and faceless marketing and everything, if I don't get that reassurance, I'm not gonna be buying. And yes, if it's a $20 product, I might as well, you know? But if it's any bigger investment, we're talking about like, you know, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars or like long-term commitment, I'm not gonna be buying if I don't know who is on the other side. And before I wrap up this specific part, and yes, I do have other topics in this specific question as well to cover, but before I wrap up the topic of showing up, I also want to encourage you that there are many different ways how you can build trust and show up, okay? It's not always the videos, it's not always like the consistent being on Instagram per se. There are different ways to grow that community. And one of the most popular ways to do it these days is to actually bring people from place like Instagram into your own personal community. Either it's like a Facebook group or any other community platform that you're using. Either it's low priced, like paid offer, maybe it's a membership offer. And it doesn't even have to be low priced per se. But as you are nourishing those relationships where it gets even more personal than social media, that is your highway, that is your pathway to that next level and the next level sales. Which actually leads me to one case sample, and I don't want to like reveal all of the details of my client, but I want to bring you behind the scenes of what she had when she made her first 70k launch. And the reason why I want to bring you behind the scenes of this story is because it didn't happen just because of social media. But one of the most important aspects that she had in her business was that, first of all, she is in a very specific niche. So she was never scared to actually find her place in something that other people didn't really do and talk about. Another thing is that she is very, very specific about who she is serving, and she's building those connections genuinely with the people that she wants for them to actually enroll in her course, right? Her product was above like 1,000 euros, and there were like payment plans, and she also had like a sponsorship option where somebody who is like a business owner can enroll in a more high-end product, and they can sponsor someone else's place in this course. And I think that is amazing practice and amazing way to actually give forward in your business as well. I have to circle back to what she had before she went into the launch, and I have to emphasize that she didn't have tons of followers. Like, she did have like maybe a few thousand people following her. She's been in the industry for like several years, you know, she's known in like certain circles. But people who do follow her, they're like very specifically interested in that industry. And as she knows that, she has also connected with these people in many other ways. So it's not only the fact that they are following her, But these people are also on her mailing list where they are receiving like regular updates. And again, I have to say that like it's a very niche specific thing and they might not maybe be able to get these updates from anywhere else. So they are on the list. She knows the people who are on the other side. She knows the people who are interested. She has these connections on LinkedIn. She has talked with these people. She has potentially been like on some podcasts with them, right? So she has built these connections. And then when she had her first course launch, she never did any launch on Instagram at all. Yes, she does have Instagram presence, but she didn't use her Instagram to actually launch. She launched it to the mailing list. And within the first 24 hours, she already made most of the sales. And this brings us to another important aspect. So previously I talked about showing up, about being present, about people actually knowing you. And this leads us to the next point where you have to have the connection with your audience. And especially if you are selling more high-end product, you want for people to trust with their journey. So maybe, for example, there's going to be some feedback or support of like done for you support, or maybe you're going to be doing like hot seat coaching, whatever that might be. You want to make sure that those who come into that content, they feel safe, they feel comfortable. And it doesn't matter what is your niche. It doesn't matter if your niche is not specific enough maybe, or whatever it is, even if there are many other creators within your niche. Those who follow you, they're interested in your take on things. You want to establish those connections. You want to make sure that when your topic is mentioned, you are the first one they are thinking about. And that is the exact case that my client had. She actually had one of the most successful launches that I have ever seen because she put so little effort in actually making that launch happen. She literally just had to set it all up and write some emails. And obviously this will not always be the case because you still want to build that trust in the social media space. You still want to attract new people. But once those people are there, make sure to nourish those relationships. And this also goes for email marketing. One of the things that I always say is that you cannot jump on your email marketing month before the launch. You want to make sure that people receive your emails, they read your emails, they're interacting with the content that you're putting out there. Because again, and that circles back to that first point about showing up, you want to make sure that as they see you, they know what you're all about. So when you create a product, they will be ready to buy. As I already mentioned before, this episode is off the script. There are no bullet points whatsoever. I just have a lot to say about this topic because everybody wants to hear like some strategy or some specific, you know, this is what you have to do to get there. But the truth is that building sustainable business takes time. It takes showing up. It takes dedication from you. And that also leads me to the next point about the dedication. So often creators prepare for their launch. And I think I actually started this sentence like 20 minutes ago. Often creators prepare for the launch. They get excited. They do all they can. And then they disappear from their social media. Or they just get like, you know, this down feeling of, oh, this didn't succeed. Nobody wants this. Or I didn't make enough money for me to continue. That phase of launching is your way to evaluate what works and what doesn't. And I know that there are so many bulletproof strategies and so many people claiming that they can help you to like make the best launch ever right away. Yes, it's true. Like if you go through some specific strategies, they will help you to have better results, but it's still trial and error process. If you are ready to actually plan, create, and scale your offers, make sure to also check out Savvy Offer Hub membership, where we have several different resources on the topic of launching as well. And all of that will be instantly available to you. Plus, on Fridays, we also have Friday chats where you can get one-on-one support and feedback from me within our membership space. Make sure to check out the link in the description. And another thing that I want to mention, which almost seems like an afterthought right now, but obviously it is very important. It's important you create good quality product. Honestly, there is no judgment from me if you decide not to do that. There are plenty of successful creators who choose to create a simpler, faster product that they're gonna just put out there, and you might make like, you know, additional few thousand per month, and that is perfectly fine. I mean, it's amazing amount of money to make, especially if you figure out a way to do it passively and so on. You know, it's a perfect place to be. If that's where you want to do, go for it. But if you are aiming for those high-end lounges and that is your ultimate goal at the end of the day, you want to put in the quality there. And by quality, I don't mean only the content, like the curriculum itself. Obviously, I stand by the idea that even the cheapest and simplest product should have good content within, right? I'm not like arguing with that fact, but I'm talking about the whole concept. You want to make sure that your offer is solving a specific problem, that it is as niche as it could be in your specific case, that you are actually bringing everything to the table that you possibly can, that you have, if you're not great at designing, you have potentially a designer that will do that for you. If you don't have a set branding, you first of all have a branding designer that will help you with that. Then you have slide designer that will help you with that. You have somebody to look at your curriculum and support you through that journey. And I don't mean that you must have that to make a successful course. You can absolutely learn and do all of that yourself as well, including video editing and whatever else might be relevant for your specific case. You absolutely can do all of that yourself, but if you want to elevate that customer experience and you know that some part of this is not your strength and you don't really bother, you're not bothered to actually learn it, or you don't want to waste your time doing it, definitely outsource that part. It's important as you are creating highly profitable product that you actually put the best intention into it. And sure, smaller products, simpler products can also have great turnaround. And many of these things will rely on what is your audience like, what is your niche, what you're all about at the end of the day, and how well you sell as well. Especially just from like ethical point of view, I think it's important that if your product is very high end, especially if you're looking at something more than $1,000, you want to put in the best intention there. Well, I hope this was at least some kind of an inspiration for you. It is a somewhat of a sensitive topic for me because I feel like too many creators go into the course creation process with kind of the wrong intention. They just want to make those highly profitable sales, but they don't really want to do the work to get there. And yes, there are many different strategies, there are many different things that can help you along the way. And as I already mentioned, like anything can be possible, but I'm like, this episode was based on my own personal experience with my clients and my own courses. So I hope you gained something from this episode. I'm sure this is the kind of topic that I'm gonna be circling back to as well. If you are ready to start working on your own offers, make sure to check out the Savvy Offer Hub membership. And if you have any feedback for this specific episode or you have any suggestions for the next ones to come, I'm always happy to hear from you as well. You will find all the ways to connect with me below. That's it from me for this time, and I hope to see you around for the next episode.